In response to Senate President Michael Waddup's remark that public comments about redistricting are starting to sound like a broken record, citizen groups greeted members of the committee outside the Senate building with a collection of old records, calling themselves the Broken Record Brigade. Marianne Martindale, executive director of Alliance for a Better Utah, says Waddup's is right.
And our point is, fine, call me a broken record. We're broken records because we want the same thing. It's not the same three people standing up at meetings saying this over and over. It's people across the state saying the same thing over and over.
The committee pored over maps, most of them submitted directly by the public during the meeting. President Waddup says the committee spent more time than ever listening directly to the public and a lot of time making sure lawmakers understand exactly what they're asking for.
They still would all like to be held whole. Tooele wants to be held whole. Rose Park wants to be held whole. Utah County wants to be held whole. They don't want to go over the lines. Even Mayor Caroon today says we want Salt Lake County held whole, but we'd like to have as many senators as possible from our county, but don't divide us up for Congress.
Waddup says when a map is drawn to protect one community of interest, another community is divided. But he and the rest of the committee took notice of a Senate map proposed by the Navajo Nation. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 requires that states don't dilute protected societies, dividing their voting strength. Leonard Gorman, executive director of the Navajo Nation Human Rights Commission, addressed the committee.
The Navajo Nation's interest is predominantly from the perspective of the Section 2 and Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. So what is supported by the Navajo Nation along with the Navajo Utah Commission is a proposal for District 27 that's similar to the plans that are provided.
President Waddup says the commission will focus on keeping the territory intact and, in fact, making their proposed map better.
The way they did it, they went over into Utah County in an area that doesn't have very many Native Americans, and they left out all of Duchesne County, which has a lot. So there's still some things that need to be done there, but I think that there's some things there that we'll be looking at that would give them hope that we are listening.
The redistricting committee is expected to complete the process by September 10th, and a special session will be held in October to finalize the maps. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.